This podcast may contain explicit language or disturbingly descriptive imagery. Listen at your own discretion.
You must be either mad or insane to seek out this godforsaken place. But since you're here, I guess I can show you the Nest of Horrors.
Today's story has been pulled out of the nest by Reddit user Cautious Creative, and it's entitled My Wife Is Alright, narrated by Sky Vox and Liam Huell.
My wife is alright. I don't know why everyone keeps asking. Sure, the cancer came on suddenly and aggressively, but she has had an amazing team of doctors who have done everything they can. That's a direct quote too. Her main doctor, Dr. Andrews, told me so himself. When I asked to take her home to let her finish recovering from all her treatments, they seemed hesitant. I'm sure they would have loved to be able to bill us for the rest of her recovery time spent in the hospital. But what she really needed was just to come home and recuperate. So they eventually agreed. The first night we got home, she was especially quiet. It must have been really strange for her to see the house again after so many months away. I helped her get comfortable in bed, and decided to turn in myself. It had been so long since I was able to hold her as we drifted off to sleep. It's the most peace either of us had felt in so long. I woke up before her in the morning, and began to make a big Saturday morning breakfast. I knew her appetite would be small still, but I figured she'd appreciate the gesture. When I was finished, I went to our room and carried her to the table. After spending so much time lying sick in a bed, her muscles had completely atrophied. While we ate, I brought up the idea of having a physical therapist come to help her regain her mobility. But she just stared at her plate, not saying a word. I could tell I had hurt her feelings, pointing out how illness had changed her once strong body into mere flesh and bones. I tried to redirect the conversation, but she wasn't hungry anymore. I took her back to our room so she could rest for a while. The next few months were hard on us. We tried to readjust to living together, but it wasn't as easy as it had been before. I still had to work my 9-to-5, and she insisted on going to bed as soon as I got home. Honestly, I was starting to get a little pissed off. I was doing everything under the sun for her, and she couldn't even humor me with just a little attention when I got home. I figured maybe she was depressed. Being in our house, remembering our old lives together. Our son was across the country now too, studying at college. His semester break was only a week or so away, so I called him up and asked if he would be willing to come and visit for a while, rather than stay at his apartment as he had planned. He was more excited about the idea than I thought he would be. He hadn't been home since the week his mother left the hospital, and I knew they missed each other terribly. They've always been so close. The day finally arrived, and I went to the airport to pick him up. We chatted the whole way home about his classes, friends, and some new girl he was seeing. We were so deep in conversation I almost missed our road, and then almost missed our driveway a few moments later. As we approached the house, my son began to act strangely. He claimed he could smell a dead animal somewhere, possibly under the porch. I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. But when I opened the front door, he began to gag.
Dad, seriously, it smells like something died. Maybe it's in the wall.
I really don't know what you mean, kiddo. Mom and I haven't smelled anything.
You and Mom?
Yeah, did you forget? The doctors let me bring her home, to recover. We were now standing inside the foyer, the stairs to our bedroom directly to the left. Go on up and see her. She's been waiting for you. My son's face contorted in a combination of disgust and fear. What the hell is wrong with him? I wondered as I followed David up the steps. When we were at the top, he slowly walked into our bedroom and let out the most bone-chilling scream I have ever heard.
Dad, what the fuck? I mean, seriously, what the fuck? Oh my God, why the hell is Mom's body in your goddamn bed? Jesus Christ, I knew you were having a hard time with her death, but this is just sick.
What the hell are you talking about, David? I asked, slightly irritated as I sat down beside my wife. I didn't know how she could remain so calm during all this.
I gotta go. I'm gonna go. Jesus Christ, I think I'm gonna be sick. Oh God. Dad, we have to call someone. They'll understand, but you can't leave her here to rot.
David started walking towards the stairs. He's lost his mind, I thought. I had better stop him before he goes to call God knows who and then gets himself locked up in the loony bin. I approached my son and tried to grab his arm, get him to turn around and see that his mother was perfectly fine. But he flinched, hard. He was just so close to the edge of the stairs and he lost his footing. Even though it only took me a few seconds to get to the bottom of the stairs, there was already a huge pool of blood pouring from his head. Rest. That's all you need, Davy. Just a little rest. I'll help you get cleaned up and back to your room. When I woke up this morning, the house was quiet. I peeked into David's room, but he was still asleep. Must be tired from all those finals. Or maybe it was the long flight yesterday. Yes, that must be it. I crept quietly into the kitchen, careful not to wake anyone else up. I wanted our big Saturday breakfast to be a pleasant surprise for them. As I cooked, I couldn't help but smile. My wife is all right. My son is all right. I'm all right.
Hope you enjoyed this episode and will join us for more.